I know I can't say this with comment. If you were in my shoes, we want to be very careful that we're using the taxpayers' monies carefully in this context. Judging the health of a bank is a complicated judgment. We were not in a position to do that. We had to rely on the supervisors to do that. You would have done the same if you were in my shoes. Now, the fact that not all banks were eligible should be no surprise, because, again, we're an economy still facing a really tough economy, coming out of a worse financial crisis since the Great Depression. We have 7,000 community banks across the country, and a lot of those banks are still under pressure, and we're not going to meet the test of eligibility. But the reason why you've had a smaller yield than we expected, and the reason why this took some time, is because we're careful to protect the taxpayers' resources.
I know you said that. Thank you. And with all due respect, I don't think you can guess what I would do if I was in your shoes.
I didn't mean to say I could.
And because as I travel around my state and the country, contrary to what you said earlier, the number one thing that I find, yes, demand's a problem, but it's the lack of regulatory and tax certainty for every business in Massachusetts. That's the number one thing going away. There's this wet blanket over their efforts to create jobs, because in the last year we've had 488 last couple of months 488 regulations deemed significant by the administration.